To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Tax day is coming. I know, we just can't wait. And many of you are hearing my voice have never expected to have a tax problem, but it can happen. If it happens to you, don't feel like a criminal. You're a victim of the system, and that can lead to feeling stuck or not being sure about what to do or how to fix the problem. Number one, tax problems don't go away. And the IRS is currently mailing out millions of pay-up letters. They've added nearly 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. You might ask, why they target you? Not millionaires? Well, millionaires have tax lawyers, but they know you'll pay up quickly with interest and penalties. You may need Tax Network USA at tnusa.com/carry. That is at tnusa.com/carry. They've got proven war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to deal with and maybe who to avoid. Tax Network USA has asked us to make sure you're aware that they've learned of a special limited-time IRS offer to get you out of your tax problem. In short, the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty-canceling offer and make this a positive year where you put any tax issues behind you. Again, it's tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, perhaps you saw the movie Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. It was released in 2003. It was a big hit. It starred, among others, Russell Crowe. It also starred a ship called the Rose, a replica 18th century warship. Now, we don't often think about the parts of a film that are integral to a story unless we're considering an exotic setting or, of course, who's starring in that movie. So what about that ship? I mean, was it lying around some back lot in Hollywood waiting for a big movie that needed an 18th century warship? It wasn't. And if not for today's Right Stuff segment, we might not know where it came from. My guest is author of a book about that ship and getting it to California from the East Coast. His name is Will Soffren, and his new book is titled All Hands on Deck, A Modern-Day High Seas Adventure to the Far Side of the World. Now, before we talk about the saga this book covers, I think you should know something about its author. Will Soffren's a master shipwright. He's built boats for Billy Joel and the grandchild of Estee Lauder. He's a former professional sailor and licensed cabin, and today he writes for about every maritime magazine you can name. Will, let's begin with just a quick correct definition of a shipwright.
Well, hey, Rudy. A shipwright is a wooden boat builder who understands the full mechanics of being able to build a ship.
And I should underline you said wooden ship, right?
That's correct, sir. I mean, you can have steel shipwrights, but I think the term's more applied, especially these days, to wooden vessels.
Okay, so you were 21 years old, and you had just been sort of on your first really big gig as working on a yacht, actually, for some sailing competitions in Europe, and you come back to a cold, wintry Rhode Island, and you don't know what you're going to do, and nearby is this ship called the Rose, this wooden ship with three masts, one 13 stories tall. And you're staying with a friend who says, look, you might be able to get a job here. They got to get the boat around to California. First of all, you say in your book that the ship was built by years before by a historian. Do you know why a historian built this ship?
Yeah, he built the ship for the American Bicentennial Celebration. Oh. He had this belief that it'd be great to have an actual vessel of the era present. And the original HMS Rose, which was an English warship, she had a lot of significance with the history, specifically in Newport, Rhode Island. And this is where he wanted to have the ship for the event. And that's why he selected her.
So that was the tall ship stuff during the bicentennial. It's considered a ball. So you go down there, you don't know, and the thing is, basically, from your description, sort of a wreck. Is that too strong a word?
No, not at all. I mean, she was by definition credentialed and able to be sailed, but she was tired. She had been used quite a bit in a lot of these sail training programs. They're nonprofit programs, and so it's really hard to get all the funding to keep everything together, and it's a real labor of love.
But when you get there, the ship has been purchased by a movie studio who wants to make a movie, and they need a ship. And, you know, they're not going to apparently build one out there like they did a sort of part Titanic for that movie. And the task then, and this is the subject of your incredible book, this is not a novel, this is nonfiction, you have to get this from the East Coast through the Suez Canal up past Mexico up to California for the movie. And you get there, and that's the task. And what did you think right off the bat?
I was apprehensive. I really didn't want to take the job. At the beginning, I had my heart set on sailing on yachts, but I didn't have any other options. And I had a lot of people saying, hey, this is going to be one of the best experiences of your life. And as, you know, they were right. Absolutely.
What did you call your crew? You had a phrase, excuse me.
Well, there's a Planet Tall Ship, where we've got these,
No, but you had a sarcastic name for the crew.
Do you want to?
I'll remind you of it when we come back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Will Soffren and talk about getting the rose from the East Coast to the West Coast. This was not a leisurely sail, I can assure you. In fact, it was a death-defying sail, and he's going to walk us through that when we get back as briefly as he can, given our next segment. So stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Rudy Maxa. Will Soffren is our guest, and we'll get right back with his book. I'll tell you the title again if you need to write it down, which you should. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Better nutrition is a key to health and longevity, so let us help you make your diet healthier to feel better and even avoid health risks that may run in your family. Field of Greens is our healthy super fruit and vegetable habit. Unlike some other products you may hear about, Field of Greens is the only fruit and vegetable product that literally promises better health. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. How about that? Each superfruit and vegetable in this product is doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. Some support your heart, some support your lungs and kidneys, others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. So if you've resolved to get healthier, or we've fired you up to think about it right now, begin with Field of Greens. It works fast, you'll feel better with more energy, plus you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier too. To get started, save 15% by going to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. We're in the middle of a conversation with author Will Soffren. His book is part of our Write Stuff segment this weekend. The book is called All Hands on Deck, A Modern Day High Seas Adventure to the Far Side of the World. And it's his story of taking a wooden ship, from the East Coast to the West Coast to be used in the making of a movie. And I had asked him, his book, by the way, is called All Hands on Deck, A Modern Day High Seas Adventure to the Far Side of the World. And I asked him just before the break what he called his crew, and I think he sort of forgot. What did you call them?
I called them the Hells Angels of the Sailing World.
They were a motley group. They were. And if we had time, we'd go into it. But in this brief time, can you take us through that sail up to the end in about 4 minutes?
Yeah, not a problem. So there were 30 of us on the ship, and the conditions were pretty rough. I mean, talk about living in 13 cans with leaking water everywhere and a lot of hard work and a lot of requiring a lot of muscle. So no amenities, no showering while you're underway, and everything got a bit stinky. But we departed from Newport in January and sailed south to Puerto Rico. And sailing through the North Atlantic in the middle of the winter is a terrible time of year to go through the North Atlantic. That's where you've got these big stories like the perfect storm. And sure enough for us, we end up encountering a massive storm a few days out from Newport. And it was one of the most harrowing experiences of my life. The ship really sort of, I think I learned right in the book, how many people believe that we really did come close to sinking, and I think a third of the crew made peace with God. But we did make our way through it and got to Puerto Rico. And in Puerto Rico, we had to conduct a number of sail repairs. But in the process, we had men and women on the ship, and I sort of kindled a relationship with one of the female crew members, and that sort of made the rest of the journey very tolerable for me, because as we got closer to Panama, it only got hotter and hotter on the ship. And after departing from Puerto Rico, we were, again, about 3 days out, and we experienced a dismasting, which means that the mast broke while we had all of our sails set. And it happened about an hour before sunset. We're in the middle of the ocean, and the only people that we can count on are ourselves. And it was just another experience, though, of how difficult it could be. But at the same time, I think it really highlighted the incredible leadership of the officers and gave me this full sense of what it meant to be part of a team, part of a crew. I mean, I had played sports, but at this point, we're really dependent on each other to make sure that our lives are safe.
Did that romance last?
The romance lasted. It took us, it lasted to the following year, to one fateful night on Nantucket. But that's another story, right?
That's another book. Well, now how old are you now?
I am 43 now.
And you were 21 when this started, and you went back and wrote this book. And this boat was being, in case you missed the first part, being sailed from Newport, Rhode Island, all the way to, well, basically Hollywood, to Los Angeles, to star in the movie Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. You probably remember that story. It was an award-winning film. It was very successful. Will Soffren was 21 years old. He had never been on a ship like this, and he survived the trip. The book is fascinating. The ending is that what Will took away from it and still is taken away from it is the amazing union with all these folks so many years ago. Correct?
That's correct.
You really had a meaningful thing. Your wife, Jill Gill, and all these folks you knew almost a couple decades ago came out of, I don't want to use the word woodwork since you're a woodworker, but, came out to your support. And you'll find this a very uplifting book and a riveting story. Certainly, first time I've heard of a studio buying a replica of an 18th century wooden ship. Will Soffren, S-O-F-R-I-N. The book is the book is All Hands on Deck, A Modern Day High Seas Adventure, The Far Side of the World. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rudy. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.